Real Homeless Tales, take one. So these, hold on, I got to be the one. Okay, so these are tales of real homeless, from real homeless people, a real homeless person, me. I used to be homeless. I'm not homeless now. But somebody that's really been homeless and has really experienced homelessness and by the grace of God, I am no longer homeless today. So, a lot of people, like I've heard people say before that, you know, they were going to go maybe down to Florida or go somewhere and live in their car for 2 weeks so they could see how it feels to be homeless. But without, you know, true home, you can't really, I mean, a person who is just living outside for 2 weeks, that's like camping. I mean, you know you got a home to go back to in 2 weeks. So you just will try, you know, you just will maybe try to endure the effects of living outside, of living maybe in your car, and try to figure out, you know, how you could take a shower or something. But then you probably would go get a hotel room after day two or three, because it's really hard living on the streets. But true homelessness, when you know that you have nowhere to go, no one to call, and that basically either you're going to sleep outside on a park bench, or you're going to sleep in an abandoned building or whatever, you can find somewhere to sleep or go to a homeless shelter. When your options become that limited, then you know you're homeless. You were the true, you see, like the people who you see standing at the entranceways to going into Walmart on the street. You see them outside with the signs. You see people on the interstate standing with signs by red lights. They might go and sleep under a bridge at night, or go sleep down in the woods or in a tent. Or maybe they go to the mission. But when you see, and becoming homeless takes a process, because most people, they had plenty of time, plenty of warnings from people. People gave them plenty of chances, and eventually everybody got to know that person was just toxic to be around, because the only agenda they had was getting high or something, or they was always trying to get money to get high. They were always, it was, you know, things were coming up missing, all this kind of stuff. I knew a guy, he was, I was at the mission one time, I was at a homeless shelter, and this guy was so upset because it was Christmas time. And he said he couldn't go see his mother because his mother wouldn't let him come see her. He said she wouldn't even let me come see her for Christmas. You know, that's rough. I never got to that point. I mean, I got to the point where, you know, people really didn't want me living in the house, but never to the point where they wouldn't even let you come in the house or visit. You know, they might just, you know, so I could have got to that point, but by the grace of God, it didn't get there. It got sort of that way. But, you know, when I remember pretty much the first time when there were times when I would, you know, I would get a lot of money, what I call a lot of money, when I was doing smoking. I would get a lot of money, and I would stay gone for two or three days, you know, and I'd be in the streets. But I knew I was going back home after it was all over. But I remember the first time when I was walking in the streets and it got to be like real late and it just dawned on me that I had nowhere to really to go. And then it was even more of some kind of shock to my mind when I was out in the streets all night and there I was, I looked and there the sun was coming up. You know, the sun was up, I hadn't been inside, I hadn't been asleep. And it was just weird to have been out there all that night. I saw the sun go down and the sun come up. So that is what it's like when you become homeless, when you have nowhere to go, no one to call, nowhere to turn. And it's a lonely place. So it's a place that people really should do their best to avoid. So thanks for listening. Like and subscribe, okay? All right. Thanks. Bye.